Vayter in Shas, we are in Sanhedrin of Tzadi Aleph, picking up on Tzadi Mabez and bottom of the page. Last line, we're continuing with our discussions. Amar Leh, Kisele, Remingam Leh, he said, Amisa Deshach Vechaya, you want to say that those are a Shachav, those are lying down, are going to come back to life? Hava Avra, but they came like dirt. Avra Mikachaya, does dirt come to life? Beep, turn the page, Tzadi Aleph, and Aleph. Amar Leh, Brate, Shavke Varam Hadrele. So his daughter, of the Kisar, said to Remingam Leh, says Rashi, that what I just said, I got this one. I'll answer. We have these two potters that are in our town. One can make pottery, can make a clay out of water. One makes it out of clay. Who is more impressive? The one who makes it out of water, out of clay. So Amar La, so he's back to her. Obviously, the one who makes it out of water is pretty impressive. Who can make things out of water? Clay. Amar La, so she said back to him. Amar Lo says to him, Min Hamayim Tsar, if Hashem, who made people out of water, and Min HaTitl Koshkin, of course you can make out of tit. What does that mean, out of water? Says Rashi, Im Kena Kosh Baruch Hu, Im Hamayim Hu Mitzayir, De Mitipa Srucha, Shikamayim Hu Moli, you know, a person comes from a Tipa Srucha, so Min Afar Lo Koshkin, of course you can go and you can do it from Afar. So what are you worried about? Therapy Shmal Tana, he came and he taught another idea, and he said, no, what exactly happened? Rashi says, Vizui Tshuva Shei Shiva Lavia, this is the answer that she gave to her father. Kal V'chomer Mikli Sruchas, you can make a Kal V'chomer from a glass kli. Ma kli schuchas amalan beruach baser bedam. If glass is made by a normal person over here, baser bedam, what do? They go and blows into this glass through a tube. Rashi says, "Shu oso yesh lo shvoferes. Shvoferes is like a tube, it's pipe. The novach blows into it. V'chein nishma mipi haumnin." So nishbu yesh lahem takana, if it breaks, there's a way of getting it fixed. Rashi says, how? La tichan melachsor velasasem kli, you know, just break it down and do it again. So basav adam, when it comes to people, shebaruchu shelakadosh baruch hu, right, that is made by the ruach of Hashem, by the breath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, you can go and you can rebuild it just like a regular person can do it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next. Amrisu deshachve chaye. You want to see that, say that those that die, they're going to come back to life. They came like dirt. They can be alive. Amalei says back to him, Amshel l'chamashel. L'ma adav v'doma. L'ma adav v'doma. Shem ala v'adav l'chu b'nu li paltrin gedolim. He says, go build me a big palace. Malkam shein mayim ba'afar. Do it in a place where there's no water and there's no earth. And therefore, you know, you can't make any bricks. Holchu banu, so they went and did it, used other stuff. You know, a little hodgepodge. Liyam nafu, what happened was it collapsed. Our Malamis says, okay, chazu banu, also makom sheish over mayim, go to a place that does have afra mayim, you can make bricks. Amalo, ain't on yichol, I'm not able to do it. So Malamis says back to him, huh? Kazalem, amalem. But makom shein mayim ba'afar minisim, if you did it in a place where there was no water and there was no dirt, you're able to do it. Achshav sheish mayim ba'afar, alach haskam b'kam. If you have, now you have the materials, of course you should be able to do it. Says Rashi, v'hachinami, kodesh bochu says all the mitipa ktana shein ba mamish v'kolchik in shachul lebrosam and alfer inami kol olam kulo yotzer mito. Right, either we know because we're created from this drop and you know very little stuff, and now he has material. Of course, he can do it. Or that the whole world is created out of nothingness. Of course, you're going to do it. Im iata maimin. And if you don't believe that people can go out and make things out of dirt, say lebika, go to the bika. Re'ei achbar shayom chetzio basar chetzio adama. Look at this type of animal, which is, Rashi says, Shikorin a squirrel, like a squirrel. V'yesh b'minim se'ein nevraim al-yidei tolda. Hayo matcha levra v'latzeis min ha'afer l'machar. Mahalch shu nevra k'daminim b'shkita schulim l'orotev. The Gemara talks about this animal. That one day it's like flesh in half flesh, half dirt. L'machar, hesh is nasa kulbasa. And the next day it becomes like a tall flesh. Is it totally alive? So we see, Look with your own eyes, you see this type of thing exists. Shamer Tomer Lizman Miruba. Maybe you say it takes a very long time for that to happen. says Rashi explaining this, that maybe it says also share it's Edu Nivra La Alter, it's not immediate. El Zman Maruba, Shavuot, Shvayim, takes a week or two. They suffer, Shana Kar, Shbocha, Mechayim, Esel, Fisha, it's not able to do right away. Alei Lahar, go up into the mountain. Reish HaYom, Ein Bo, El HaChilas, and Echa. Go look at the, you can see there's only one Chilas in there up on the mountains. And Lamach, HaYoduk, Shama, it rains. When it's Mali, Kulo, Chilzonos, and you see, the mountain's full of Chilazons. You see, it can be done very quickly. By the way, you see this here in Eretz Yisrael, when you have snails, you see them like just like shells here and there, whatever. After like a good rain, boom, you have, they're all over the place. It's an unbelievable thing to watch. Okay, now, there was this men who said to this fellow, Vailachon Chayavaya, woe to you, sinners. You say the dead are going to live. If even living people are going to die, does it make sense that the dead is going to live? Amalei says to him, Vailachon Chayavaya, woe to you, sinner. You say the dead are not going to live. Now, if the thing that wasn't came into existence, in other words, there was nothing there and then it came to life, right, if a baby was never born, it comes to life. To have a chaya lokoshken, that something was alive, of course it's going to come to life. Amalei, so he says back to him, chaya vaya, kariyasle, you call me a chaya, you say that I'm a sinner. Ikamina ba'ita bach. If I come back, I'm going to kick you. Uposhitna lak musach minach, that I'm going to kick you in a way that it's going to straighten out your hump. This was Gvia, was a hunchback. So he's basically saying to him, I don't believe in Tchias Amesim. But if I do come back, I'm going to kick you so hard that I'm going to straighten out your humps. So Amalei, he says back to him, Himatosa Kane, if you do that, Rofi Uman Tikari, oh, I'm going to call you a chash of a doctor. Skar Harbi Tito, you know, don't worry, I'm going to pay you a lot of money for that. Tana Rabbanan, Be'asim Ve'arba B'Nisan, on the 24th day of Nisan. This is found in Megillah, no. Yeah, well, you look at the Masorah, see, Shas over here brings down that Ayin Megillah's Tainus, Perek Gimel, there's similar stories to this on different dates. So, Be'asim Ve'arba B'Nisan, on the 24th day of Nisan, Istatilu di Mosnaim Yehuda b'Yerushalayim. Those that came to challenge were removed from Yehuda and from Yerushalayim. Says Rashi, Arun Bale Chamos, Sheirotz and Litel Chelib Yehuda b'Yerushalayim. There were those who came out to take over parts of Eretz Yisrael. They were gone. Kishba b'nei Afrikai Ladinim Yisrael lefnei Alexander Makedon. When the Africans came to go fight with the Yidden in front of Alexander Makedon, it's Alexander the Great. They came in Amrlo Eretz Kanan Shalanu. He said, "Eretz Kanan belongs to us." Rashi says, "Ub Megillas Tainis, Chashav Lu Koloson Yomim Shenasu Behem Nisim Li Yisrael." These are miracles that have been in Yisrael in these dates. V'kavim Yom Tov into Yom Tov. Halchikamer Halcha Be'esim Ba'arba Benisan Lomer to Yom Tov Hu. V'asu Hesir Mishem Nesei. You're not looking for Hesir because of this Nase that happened on this particular day. So when they came and said, "Amr lo Eretz Kanan shalom," there are, as the pasuk says, "Eretz Kanan legavulo seha." Right? What does it say in the actual Torah? There, it says that the land of Canaan, according to its borders. Right? So the land the Yidden are in is land of Canaan, which they took from us. Rashi says, "Delach arikari Eretz Kanan v'atem yirashtem shalom kedin." The Shalanu, the Kanan Avinu, he's our father. Kanan Avu and Daanu Inshiavu Hava, he was their father. Amalu Gavia ben Psika Psisa Lachachamim. If you have a Sisa, the same one that we brought before, the man with the hump, the hunchback, he came and said to the Chachamim, who had to answer the, you know, these people, Tanu li Rishos, give me an opportunity to go and to answer. I'm going to go, I'm going to fight with them. I'm going to debate with them in front of Alexander. And I'm in, you know, if they beat me, so Imu just say to them, Hedyot Shabbanu Nitzachtem. You know, you just beat a Hedyot over here. It doesn't mean anything over here. He's not this guy who he is. But if I beat them, then Imu Lahem Torah's Moshe Nitzachem, then say, the Torah of Moshe defeated you. They gave him a shush that he went to go debate them. He said, where are you bringing your ayah from that you're saying that belongs to you? He said back to him, what do you mean? Min haTorah. We're bringing it from the Torah itself. I'm also going to bring you a ayah only from the Torah. And the pasuk says, Canaan is cursed, a slave to his, a slave will be to his brothers. Eved shekana nechasim, eved lemi nechasim lemi. Right, an eved who's kona is a nechasim. If a slave acquires property, to who does a slave and to who is a property? Right, obviously it belongs to the master, and since he was a slave to Shem in Yafes, therefore, right, the land of coming to us who come from Shem. You know, there's many years that you didn't go and you didn't serve us. Right, so therefore you owe us for all the time you didn't work for us. Alexander Smalika, he says to him, "Achzir lo tshuva," give him the answer. Amalo, they say back, "Tenu lanu zman shlosha yamim," give us a few days to figure this out. Also, zman batku lo wants tshuva, gave him time, but they couldn't find the answer. Biyad baruchu, so they ran away. V'inichus doseim shebehen kishehin zruos v'charmein kishim netuos osashan shvius hoisa, and they left their fields that were sown and their vineyards that were planted, and that year was Shemitah, and therefore, what happened? The Yidden couldn't work the land, but all of a sudden they had all this food because the people left this stuff for them. Shuv ha-machas, one time another thing happened. The girl takes out the word pa-machas. Shuv ba-um, b'nei Mitzayim, b'lodim b'nei Yisrael, l'fnei Alexander, mokdon, the Egyptians, they came to go and you know, tie it against the Yidden in front of Alexander the Great. Omer lo, so they said to Omer, Ehu Omer, v'Hashem nosan eschein ha-am b'nei Mitzayim, v'shalum. What happened? B'nei Yisrael were leaving. He gave favor in the eyes of the Egyptians, and they lent them gold and silver, all this kind of stuff, and the Yidden never gave it back to them. They owed them the stuff. So they said, Tenu lanu b'ketzav v'zav, sh'tal t'menu. Give us our gold and silver. You took it from us. You owed us. Omer gavia b'm psis l'chacham, t'unli r'shos v'elich v'odin r'mayim l'fin Alexander, simi natzchuni imru lahem, hedjib on nitzachtam, v'im ani natzach osam, imu lahem toris bol shabenu nitzachach, nitzachachem, nosal r'shos v'alach v'dani mayim. Same part of this thing that we saw before. Omer lahem eichan otam yivin raya, omer lo b'na Torah, omer lahem afanim lo yivin raya lachem raya elu b'na Torah. Shanamar, umosha b'na Yisrael, shor yoshu b'na Yisrael, shlosh shana v'arba m'yosh shana. The Pasuk says that they were in Mitzrayim for 430 years. Tenu lanu schar avoda shel shishim ribo. So give us the schar, the money for the labor of the 600,000 men that were working over there. She bad the tem in Mitzrayim shloshim shana v'arba m'yosh shana. Enslaved them for 430 years, and that is a lot of money. So not only do we not owe you, you owe us. Chidah's beef of pshat is where he got this number 430. Take a look. Amar lahem Alexander Mokdol Nachzir Lutshuva, says, give me an answer. Give him an answer. Azir Lutshuva. Amar lo tulon zman shalosh yomim nosan lahem zman batku lamot tshuva miyad inichus haseim kishem zruos chamem kishem nituos abrochu osashan shviyus hayis, the same idea. V'shuv pa'amachas ba'u b'nei Yishmael b'nei Ketura lodo b'nei Salo v'nei Achazan Mokdol, the same idea. Now came the children of Yishmael and Ketura. You know, Yishmael comes from Avram, and Keturah took, you know, was after Sarah died, got married to Keturah, which may have been Hagar. They had six more kids, and he sent them to the land of the east. It's both of ours. The pasuk says, "Ve'ela told Yishmael ben Avram." "Ve'ela told Yitzchak ben Avram." Right. So therefore, but we're the same, so we should get a share also. Tenuli rishos ve'elich ve'adin imayim lefe Alexander Mokdan iminatzuchun yimru edyot shabadu nitzachtem v'yemani atzichosam imulayim Torah Moshe Rabbein nitzachem v'nasol rishos halv v'adin imayim. Vayitein Avram es kol asher lo liYitzchak, and Avram gave everything that was his to Yitzchak. V'levnei hapilak shemishal Avram nasan Avram matanos, and to that which the bnei pilak should be give the matan, he sent away with gifts, which is like kishuf or something like that. Av shenasan agatin lebanav bechaya, the father gives over things to his sons during his lifetime. Rashi says agatam aksavim. Shelo yitol echad bechel chaveru, kamo she'asa Avram liYishmael. Shelo yitol b'mas she'asa liYitzchak klom yishol ze al ze klom. There's nothing on here. He gives the stuff. He writes it out. So there's no machlokas after he goes in his eyes. V'shigur ze me'al ze, and sent one away from the other, so that there wouldn't be any fighting that's going on here. Klom yishol ze al ze klom. Does he have any tight on him? Of course, I think we have nothing in there to sell. And because Abavinu gave part of the stuff, and then he sent them to a different land, they were showing that they don't have Eretz Yisrael. My matanos, no matanos. We never hear about Abba. Malami shemaslam shem toma. He gave them shem toma. It says kishuf umaisa shedim. More stories. Amrle Antoninus l'Rebbe. Antoninus said to Rebbe. Some say, brought in the notes in Uncle Art, that Doris Rishonim says that he was Marcus Aurelius Antoninus. And he was traveling about, and he came to Yehuda, to Judea. And he met Rebbe, and they got a big friendship over there, and ended up being good for the Yidden. And they had a lot of discussions about philosophy. So whatever he says, Guf and Hashem Bichol lift their eyes from that din. He said both the body and the soul can pater themselves from din. Kids have so Guf and Hashem Chatos. The body can say it was a Neshama that sinned. Shemiyom Sheper Shemimeni Harini Mutul Kevin Domim Bekever. Because the moment that it left me, I'm just like this rock that's sitting here. I can't do any. I'm a silent, quiet rock that's sitting in the grave. And Hashem says Guf Chata. Hashem says it was the body that did it. Shemiyom Sheper Shemimeni Harini Parachas Bavir Kitzipor. You know, I left like a bird, and therefore I didn't do any sin either. So Amalei, he says back to him, Mashal about the Radom and the Melech Basa Radom Shayel Lopharde started his beautiful orchard. Vahayabo, peep turn the page. Sadi Alpha Base. Bachuros, no. So he had these beautiful ashes to Einea Bachuros, the ripe early figs. Voshibo Shte Shamim, and they had these two guards to guard him. One of them was lame, couldn't walk, and the other was blind. The one who couldn't walk said to the blind one, Achuros knows and he grew up in paradise. I see beautiful stuff in the orchard. Mm-hmm. Put me on your shoulders, and if you lachem, I'll bring them so we can eat them. You can walk, I can see. Let's work together. Rachav Chigar al Gabi Suma, if you lachem, they brought them to eat them. Above all paradise, the owner came and he saw that these figs weren't there. These delicious, unbelievable figs that he was waiting for. Amalem says to him, Achuros knows, where are they? Amalem Chigar, Kulumiation of Aglaim, Lalechem. The one who couldn't walk said, do I have legs to get there? Hey, well, don't look at me. Amalem Suma, Kulumiation of Aglaim, Lalechem. Well, can I go and see? Don't look at me. Also, what do? Here comes Chigar Gabisuma. He put the one on the other one's back. V'dana sabkechad, and he judged them together. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Neshama v'zorker b'guf. He takes a Neshama and puts it back into the guf in order to don it. V'dana sabkechad, and he judged them together. Shenem has a success in Tehillim. Yikra HaShamayim me'al ve'al aretz ladin imo. Hashem will call to the heavens above and to the earth to judge his people. Yikra HaShamayim me'al zu Neshama tzikun Neshama ve'al aretz ladin imo. Ze'aguf. Ma ze'aguf. They'll be judged together. Amrle Antoninus Rebbe. Why is it that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west? Amrle says back to him. Yeah, if Nami Nami Hachi Hava Amrle, and if it would have been the opposite, you would ask me the opposite. Why is it rising in the west and set in the east? Like, in other words, what do you want? It's got to start somewhere. Amrle, no, he says back to him. Now, this is what I'm asking. Why did it set in the west? And why did it set like where it took off from? Like do a full circle. Rashi says, Tesove Veskolo, Lam Achitachsalum Koma, Lamakum Zricha, Lamizach Fatishka. Diavahachi, Lava Mina Lacha, Mifne Mashokas, Mizach, the Noigolum Kachum, Mimakum Shiatsa, Shem Nichlas. That's what happened when it asked, because the place it left is the place it goes back to. Amalis is back to him, no. Kadelitain Shalom Lakonu, to come say hello to its creator. Rashi says, Akurish Boko, Shashkin of Amarav. Shashkin is in the west, Vikim Shamkas, Admarav, Olechas and Mishtachim of the Ver, because Boko comes to the west, and it bows in front of Hashem, Shabar, the creator. Lakashokas, Vinichlas is Kfufa, Lefne Akurish Boko. It goes in a bows in front of Akurish Boko. Baruch Hu. And that's why it's done like that. Shenem is a pasuk says Utsva Shemayim Lachamish Tachavim, and the hosts of the heavens will bow to you. Amalei said back to him, Vesei Ad Pal Gadurakia. If that is pshat, then let it go to the middle of the sky, right? In other words, to Chatzos, halfway between the two of them. Sitin Shalom Avteil, and then give Shalom, and then set right over there, right in the middle of the halfway point. Rashi explains that that's the way of Bnei Adam Shemishtachav Berichuk Berachuk Lefnei Hamelech Veinu Miskarv Kukach. It goes in and bows, when it's far away, and doesn't get so close to the king, and let him give peace there. Mishum Polim. So and for the Gemara, he says back to him, no, Mishum Polim and Mishum Ovei Derachim. Rashi explains the Ilu Kain. Haya machshech pitom. That's what happened. It immediately get dark. Shechama beemtza arakia, where it's in the middle of the day. Meira biyoser ubisvurim shadayin yeshus biyom vayu polim shohin b'malachton at shechashecha. Over Dachem Nami, Lo Yoda Masayach. People are working. They're not going to know, like, when it gets, it's going to get dark. It's going to, like, be light, and then Pitom get dark, and they're not going to be able to find a place to sleep. And therefore, it goes slowly, slowly. People say, you know, get the hint. It's going to be nighttime soon, time to pack up and make your way home. Find a place to sleep. Flecked Antoninus the following question. V'amar Antoninus l'Rebbe, Neshama mirmisayinit l'abadam. When does a neshama enter the person? Mishas pekida. Is it from the time of pekida? Rashi explains, Mishas shamalach poked hatipa. Mevi'el f'nei amoko mate'el le'a kadamirin per kol yad b'mesechus nida. Miyad nizuko bo neshama v'chios. At the time that the angel is appointed, you know, during conception, by conception, he takes this this tipa in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, famous Gemara in Nida, who says, what's going to be with this particular thing over here? Is it from then? O Mishas Yitzir, only from the time that it's actually formed. Actually, it says, Nikram Kulu Babasa Vigidim Atzamos. Everything's like put together in the Mama. Amalei says, Mishas Yitzir, at that time, that's when it gets in the Shama. Amalei says, back to him, Efsha Chatikha Shabasa, Amalei Shal Shiyam B'lomelech. Can it be a piece of meat? Can survive for 3 days without salt? Vedim Asrachas, is that going to become Masriach? It's not going to spoil? It's going to spoil. So it's got to be that also you need the Shama there to make sure it stays with, like the salt, that's the thing that keeps it alive, in order to be able to go out, otherwise he's going to die. Rashi says, "V'amr lo Antoninus v'chi avshel chetichas shiskayim afilu gimel yamim v'lo melech she'inu mesrachas v'alchanami ilois neshama nasno ad shas yitzira hechtzchay mitipa." How's it going to continue surviving? Shlos tisviach v'me'ah. Once it becomes osriach, it's not going to be able to come to fruition. Ella mishas pekida. It's got to be from the time that it's when it's like brought into attention, and that's got to be where it's come from. Rabbi Davarzel limdani Antoninus. Oh, you taught me. Rashi says mitzvah of lamenti. I learned from his words. And mikra misayid and zasu apasuk backs him up. Shenema ufekudos secha shemaruchi. And your attention has guarded my spirit. And Rashi says mishas pekida nishmaruchi from the time that it actually came into attention. Even before the Tzomas said, get him all that. Vamalon to this Rebbe, he says, Rebbe say Yitzhara Shalot Badam. When is Yitzhara rule over a person? Mishas Yitzhara for the time that it's formed? Or Mishas Yitzhara when it comes out? Right? When it comes out of the womb. Right? It says Rashi, Kishi Yotzi Bimei Imo, or Mishas Yitzhara. Amarlo, Mishas Yitzhara, oh, for the time of Yitzhara. Rashi's Rebbe, Amarlo Rebbe, Mishas Yitzhara. For the time that it's created. Amarlo. M. Kane. If that's what you were saying, at the earliest stage, that's when it happens, and we have ourselves a problem. Why? Because I'm a low M. Kane, boy to me, Imo Vyotsu, is going to start kicking in the inside of its mother to get out. Rashi says, M. Kane, boy to me, Imo Vyotsu, Ella Mishasitsia. So it's got to be from the time that it comes out, but not earlier than that. Ella Mishasitsia. Amar Rebbe says, Dover Zet Limdani Antoninus. I learned from Antoninus, it's also the Yitzhar doesn't come into existence until they're born. And we cry, Messiah, Pesach goes and explains to Shemar, the Pesach at the Soviets, sin is crouching by the doorway, reading from the doorway of the womb. Okay, now we're going to get into a series of ideas about the future. Rish Lakish Ramik said, we have psukim that contradict each other. One, it says, Bum Iver Pesach, Harav Yoledis Yachtov, it says that when we're going to be coming back, among them the blind and the lame, the pregnant woman and the woman who has given birth, all together, they're going to come join together. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which seems to be saying that by the kibbutz galios in the times of Mashiach, Rish Lakish is saying, this is talking about even by Tzchias HaMesim, the pasuk is saying those who died while they're crippled or deformed, they're going to come back with that. Rashi says Shechayin and Mumin, that's going to come back. Huxeah, but then we have another pasuk in Yeshaya, which seems to be Yeshaya, said they're all going to be healed. Uksiv Oz Yidalik Oil Pisach Vasaruch Loshan Elam Kinivku Bemidbar Mayim Nuchan Barava. It says that the lame are going to leap like the hart, H-A-R-T, a type of deer or animal, deer like animal. And the tongue of the mute will sing, for water will break out in the desert and streams in the barren land. Okay, so that doesn't make sense. Omdim Bemumim Umisrapim. And for the Gemara, what the answer is that they're going to come back with their mumim, and then they're going to be healed. So the first one says they have their mumim, the second one says that they're going to be better, means they're going to be healed. Ula Rami Yola said we have a contradiction in the psukim because we have one pasuk that says "Ksev Bila Mavas Anetzach Umacha Hashem Elokim Dima Me'al Kol Panim." He will conceal death forever, and Hashem Elokim will wipe tears off every face. Umacha Hashem Dima Me'al Kol Panim. Ksev. Another pasuk says Ki Anar Ben Me'al Shana Yamos Lo Yamisham Od Ul Yamim. It says that the youth will die 100 years, and there won't be more of one young in years or old. We're not going to fill his days, which seems like people are going to die. So on the one hand, it says people are not going to die. The other hand, it says people are going to die. Lo kasha, kan bi Yisrael. The first pasuk saying that it's not going to be death anymore. It's talking about Yidden. Kan bi Yechavim. The other one saying that people are going to die, but they're going to live very long lives. That's talking about Goyim. In fact, the Gemara of Yechavim, my bo asam. What are we going to have non-Jews for? Why do we need them in the future? What do you mean? That's what it says in Yishayahu. V'amdu zarim, v'amdu zarim, v'ra'u tzonchem, v'b'nei nechar, ikareichem, ikareichem, v'chor meichem. It says about these that the strangers will stand and tend to your flocks and the farms will be plowmen and your vine dressers. What a vine dresser. Hey, dresser so vine. Right? They're going to go and they're going to be working for you. We have two pesukim contradicting. It says, "V'chafir alavano ubosha achabe kimalach Hashem tavakos." The one in the pasuk says, "The moon will be abashed, will be embarrassed, and the sun ashamed." For Hashem, the Hashem tavakos is going to reign in Eretz Zion and Yerushalayim. So the lightness on the moon is going to be nothing according to the intense light of that time. Or it says, "Masrur say orem kea," to be dimmed. Another pasuk says that the light of the moon will be like the sun. And what's going to be? It's going to the light of the sun is going to sevenfold as the light of the shiva sayamim, like the 7 days. It's going to be 7 of 7 is going to be the sun. So it's going to be 49 times the light of 7 days. So it's 7 times 7 times 7 is 343 times the brightness that it is today. So what's it going to be? It's going to be very dim. It's going to be very bright. Lo kasha, kalamas of Mashiach. Second pasuk, which talks about the fact that it'll be so intense during the times of Mashiach. The Jews are going to be redeemed from the nations of the world. And that's going to be coming up to Olam HaBa. Rashi says, "Kishicha Shibat va'isa or alavana korachama la'asid lavo v'chofer alavana boshachama mirov nigham shel tzadikim." Kan Moshe Mashiach and Kan Olam HaBa. First pasuk which says, "Not going to shine." That's talking about what's going to be in Olam HaBa, which Rashi explains, like we just said, that it's going to be the times when the tzadikim. It's going to be unbelievable. According to Shmuel, says, "What do you mean? There's no difference." Right? She says, "Beducha achriti." Says, "Ein bein olam hazeh, idiv idiv olam haba." Right? Says both of them. There's going to be no difference in this world and the times of Mashiach, except for the subjugation of Yidden and Galius. Right? There's not going to be any major change that's going to go on. The only thing that's going to happen is that all Yidden are going to come back to Israel. And they're going to live there, and they're going to have security, and everything's going to be good. So the pasuk speaks about this, the sun getting so much stronger. It can't be talking during this time, because Shmuel says, you're not going to have any of this stuff. So the Gemara, lo kasha. No, it's okay, right? Because he says both things talking about the next world. It's just talking about different places, right? Ka'an b'machanat tzadikim. When the lights are going to get so strong, it's b'machanat tzadikim. And ka'an b'machashchina. The other one is talking about the Machane Shechina, where that's going to knock out the light of any other light. Rava continues our questioning over Rami Ksiv, Ani Amis V'chaya. On the one hand, it says, I'm going to put the death on, I'm going to make live, meaning that Hashem is going to bring back the people and Tchisameis them exactly like they were. Rashi says, Tamash V'kishim, Shani Amis is Adam, Kachani M'chayehu. Kishmeis Balmom, Omeid V'chaya Balmom, he's going to come with Balmom. So Ksiv M'chatsev in the Erpa, then it says, what happens, I've wounded, I'm going to heal him, which seems to mean that he's going to be healed. Which one is it? Rashi says, "Shu mechayim marpe es a machatz v'omitzam is going to be complete." Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Mash ani meimis ani mechaya." That which I put to death, I'm going to bring to life. For hader mash bechatz in erpe, it's going to come in stages. Rashi says, "Achikach mesrapik the el amdim a moon mesrapik." And when they come back, they're going to come back with a moon, but then they're going to be healed. Tana Rabbanan, another way of understanding this, any amis of echaya, this pasuk yachol shetei misa be'achad v'chayim be'achad, you would have thought one person is going to die and another person is going to come to life. Kidarcha olam sha'olam, knowing the way that the world works over here, a person dies, another person's born. But it's not the same person over here. Therefore, it's not talking about Tzichas HaMesim. Tamalomer mechatz tivani erpe. Then it says, I wound, I'm going to heal. Ma mechitzer ufu be'achad. Just like the wound and the healing is talking about one person. Af misa be'chayim be'achad. Mikan tshuva lo'omrim Tzichas HaMesim min ha-Torah. From here, you have an answer for those who people say that Tzichas HaMesim is not from the Torah. Tanya, we learned in a praisa. I'm Rabbi Meir. Minayim Tzichas HaMesim min ha-Torah. What are notes from the Torah? Shemar oz yashir Moshe v'nei yisos l'shir ozos l'Hashem. Pasuk says, and Moshe will in the future sing to the songs to Hashem. Sharlo Nemar Eliyashir, I didn't say he sang, he says he will sing. So clearly he's going to be doing this in the future. Similarly, we say, Uz Yivni Yoshua Mizbech Hashem, then Yoshua will build a Mizbech for Hashem. Now, Banalo Namar Eliyivna doesn't say that he built. I says that he will build. That's what we want to use these type of future languages means for the future. Then how do we understand it says Uz Yivna Shlomo Bama Lechmosh Shikutz Moav? Then Shlomo will build a place for Kamosh and the abomination of Moav. Right? It's talking about that when Shlomo Melech was old, his wives went against what he was doing, and he went started worshiping with a Zara, and then Shlomo Melech built a Mizbeach. You know, for Avodah Zarah, build something there. So here you want to see, use the Lashon of Uz Yivne Shlomo, that he will do it in the future. So you want to say that that's what it means, that he's going to go ahead, he's going to do a Avodah Zarah in the future? Of course not. It says, Gemara, Ela, Maila, Lavakasav, Kilubana. It's considered as if he actually built such a thing. Right? He didn't do this in any Avodah Zarah, but he didn't do everything he could to stop his wives, you know, who had converted to going back to doing Avodah Zarah. And therefore, they did such a thing over here. It's as if Shlomo Melech did it, and he will, but in the future, showing that he didn't actually do it. But it says if he actually went ahead and he did it. But anyway, the point is that we saw still other ones talking about the future. It makes sense about Tzichas HaMesim in the Torah. Our Rebbe Shimon Levi, Menachem Tzichas HaMesim in the Torah. How do we know? Shemar Asher Yosher V'Secha Odia Lucha Sela. Right? It means to say that happy are those, fortunate are those who dwell in your house. Yet again, shall they praise you? Hila Lucha Lo Nemar Eliyad Lucha. Didn't say that they have praised you in the past, but they will in the future. Meaning, Tzichas HaMesim, Kan Tzichas HaMesim in the Torah. Rebbe Shimon Ben Levi, Kol Amishir B'Lamazen. When it says here in this world, Zochav Amar Lomaba, he's going to be Zochav to be saying it in the next world. Shemar Asher Yosher V'Secha, Odia Lucha Sela. Right? So, yeah, you're going to be able to do it again. Am Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, Menachem Tzichas HaMesim in the Torah, Rabbi Shemar, Kol Tzofayich Nasu, Kol Yachtav Yoneinu. Plus, it's the voice of your seers, Tzofayich, the Nevi'im. They have shouted in unison, they shall sing. Rinanu Lo Nemar Ela Yiraneinu. It doesn't say that they did in the past, rather they will in the future become the Tzichas HaMesim in the Torah. From here you see Tzichas HaMesim in the Torah. Ve'amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Yochan. Asin Kol Nevi'im Kula and Om Shira Kol Echad. In the future you're going to say all in one voice. And I'm going to call Tzofayach. Nasu Kol Yachtav Yiraneinu. At the voice of your seers, they have shouted in unison, they shall sing. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. On wish you all a great, great day.